Integrity. If we ever have a stumble in integrity, maybe we don't as young people or middle-aged people or other people, maybe we don't always recognize that it's a struggle with, in fact, integrity. It might be a struggle with, say, maybe there's a girl, guys, that you like, and she doesn't like Christians, right? Well, not necessarily Christians, but she doesn't like, she likes bad guys, I'll say that. She's got some questionable motives. As a Christian, by the way, guys, this girl is smoking hot, okay? And she likes you. She's very beautiful. The thing is, if you get an opportunity, what are you going to do? Once you find out that this girl's got a thing for you, and she doesn't have a thing for Christians, you're at an impasse. What do you do? And the reason I keep looking at you is because you're the only one I can find right now. let's see here. My other guys and guy gal is back in the back taking off his dress. But Psalms 101 actually gives us a very, very good look at integrity. And the example that I gave was really big and really vague because it can apply to everybody's lives. It has applied to everybody's lives at one time or another. And as young people or any people, we find out that it's not just something that we go through when we're teenagers, it's something that we go through when we're in our mid-20s and we've got questions to answer every day. It's something that we go through every single day of our lives. Psalms 101, the verse, actually, it starts at verse 2. Actually, I'll read the whole thing. It should take 1 minute. That's what my Bible tells me. I will sing your love and justice. I will sing praise, Lord, with songs. I will be careful to live a blameless life. When will you come to my aid? I will lead a life of integrity in my own home. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all crooked dealings. I will have nothing to do with them. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from every evil. I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit and pride. I will keep a protective eye on the godly so they may dwell with me safely. Only those who are above reproach will be allowed to serve me. I will not allow deceivers to serve me, and liars will not be allowed to enter my presence. My daily task will be to ferret out criminals and free the city of the Lord from their grip. To be able to take this stance, this is something that King David wrote, obviously, when he's talking about servants. And his kingdom, at this particular point in time, because we know he fell, his kingdom at this particular point in time, he watched. He had his servants. He made sure his servants were all in integrity and were all walking in the way that they should walk. And he kept a really close eye on them. The computer dictionary, I don't know where they pulled it from, but it defines integrity with three definitions, three main definitions. There were a whole bunch out there, but the three ones that I got were: one, steadfast adherence to a strict moral or ethical code. Two, the state of being unimpaired, soundness. Or three, the quality or condition of being whole or undivided, completeness. Somewhere else that I recently saw integrity in action, other than in the Bible and, of course, in our everyday lives, was a great old show starring William Shatner. And the show is Star Trek. Great show. There was an attack on the Enterprise. And yes, I know a lot about it. Forgive me. I'm a bit of a nerd. There was an attack on the Enterprise, and the very first thing that Captain James T. Kirk asked was, "Mr. Sulu, what's the ship's shield's integrity?" Well, Mr. Sulu quickly replied, "Sir, that hit took 70%. We're at 30% shields right now. We can't take another hit like that." In which due course followed a communication that happened in just about every episode. "Scotty, get us out of here. I can't, Captain. There's no power." We've all seen it and heard it at least 60 times if you watch Star Trek. The thing is, the first thing Captain Kirk wanted to find out was how his ship was doing, how the integrity of his ship's shields were holding up. Once those shields went away, he was dead meat. There was no more ship. The Klingons or the Romulans or whatever they happened to be facing in that particular episode took over the ship or blasted it to pieces, which we never saw happen. Scotty always found that power, or they always shut down half of the ship and went away. They made it. They always made it for close to 6 years, I think. When we think about our integrity, we think about the students this morning had an opportunity to go and make a stand about something. This morning, we'll see you at the poll. See you at the poll is a happening. It's a nationwide happening that lets people around the country know that Christians aren't ashamed to be Christians. We're not ashamed to go out and stand and pray around the flagpole at our school, where the epitome of cool at our school may not be to be a Christian. It might be to be a goth or to be a jock or whatever. Whatever you happen to fall in the particular little specializations now, the little names and cliques they have at schools. Even at church sometimes, we'll have one or two students that they're just here because their mom brings us. I don't know what I'm doing here. Or we'll see specific instances in our life where one of our friends from church is awesome, incredible, great in church. But we get to school and there's a mouth we've never seen before. And the shorts that these people are wearing, boy or girl, as scary as that may seem, are way too short for school or for church. Now, obviously, everybody has different views of this stuff. The thing is, integrity defined is soundness. It's one whole thing. If you're 50% integrity, your shields are at 50%. In other words, you went out to the flagpole this morning. You stated, our shields are 100%, figuratively speaking. You said, I'm a Christian, I'm not ashamed of it, and I'm going to come out here and I'm going to pray, because that is my right. Today is a day that we chose that teachers can't lead the prayer, but they can come in and they can join. Just about every student I spoke with, every young person that I talked to about see you at the poll before the day actually occurred, said, we can't do that at our school. They don't let us. I said, no. At school, you can go, you can lead a prayer meeting. Students can lead a prayer meeting. Students can lead after school Bible study at the school, on school grounds, if you have permission. Thing is, we've been veiled so many times. The school system is so adamant at letting us know, no, you don't have that freedom anymore, that we don't think we have any freedom at school. So as Christians, as young people, as me, I was in high school and I tried to adapt. I tried to be Christian with my Christian friends when we had our little clique at lunch. And then in second period or third period, I was trying to be someone completely different. So my ship's integrity, my shields, were 50-50. Well, they're no good that way. One direct hit, and I'm off the charts. I'm gone. One thing that the students did today, and I say students, the young people, I hope they don't mind being called kids. The kids at school today all went and stood up and said, we're Christian. We're proud of it. And we're going to pray to our God, no matter who says what. They gave a statement that they're going to have to stand by. Anytime I go out, my first time on a job site, and I say, guys, you know, they ask me who I am, what I'm doing. I say, I'm a youth pastor. Well, automatically, all eyes are on me because he's a youth pastor. We better watch out. Watch what he does. Oh, he's slacking. Oh, look at that youth pastor slacking over there trying to get no work done, just trying to get, you know, weasel out of his paycheck. People are going to look and people are going to see. But because you made that stand this morning, it's going to feel like, boys and girls, that all eyes are on you. Scrutiny has been upped. As a matter of fact, if I can keep going back to the Star Trek well, all the photon lasers in the universe are now pointed at you, waiting for a chance to fire. They're just waiting. And they happen to us. Even us is me becoming a grown-up little by little every day. And grown-ups, the adults in my life, sometimes will come to me and they'll say, you know, we just need to sit down and pray because this is a tough day. And it happens. We have tough days. Those are the tests of our integrity. If I go into a tough day with 25% integrity, chances are I'm going down. I'm going out. And with the scrutiny that is put on Christians, everybody's going to see it. And the first thing you're going to hear about is that Christian pastor, that youth pastor from Christian Challenge, that he did this. People so many times don't understand. Just because I'm Christian doesn't mean I'm perfect. Just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean that I can take a walk out on a Beulah Lake and take a little walk across it. Oh, no. I'm a human. I have my faults. I walk with two big old feet just like everybody else does, and sometimes I trip and I fall. The thing we all have to remember is we've all had somebody give us a hand to help us back up. When our integrity is at 100%, it's a lot easier to be the hand than to be the helped. God knows we're going to mess up. That's how He made us. If we were perfect, we wouldn't have to depend on Him. He gave us the opportunity to say, Lord, I don't want to mess up today. I'm going to hold on to Your hand as tightly as I can. I'm a human, though. I might fall. But thanks to Your grace, thanks to Your love, You're not just going to sit there and watch me and point your finger and say things. You're going to reach down, you're going to give me your hand, and hopefully it'll be in the form of a brother and a sister. And you're going to take my hand and you're going to pick me up. One of the definitions to integrity contains the word steadfast. So I looked up the definition to the word steadfast because it kind of threw me for a little bit. I was like, why define a word with a word that you'd need another definition for? Fixed or unchanging, steady, firm, loyal, or constant, unswerving. See synonyms. Synonyms for this word are affectionate, allegiant, ardent, attached, behind one, circumspect, confiding, conscientious, constant, dependable, incorruptible. I looked at incorruptible. It's really kind of a long tag of words that I used, so bear with me, but I think incorruptible is the last one. Incorruptible, I looked up, and the definition was one word: honest. That kind of blew me away, because I had followed this chain of words that had two or three or four or five definitions, and it all came down to this one thing: honest. What tonight is about, the youth service that we have and the show that we had about, or the skit that the guys did an incredible job on, or Justin, was a funny look at integrity. And it's great that we can have those looks, but sometimes they'll come up in our lives and we won't know that we're even being tested. We just know, man, we had a bad day at work and that guy in the van cut me off and... Oops. Sister so-and-so was driving next to us when they saw me give him the Hawaiian one-fingered wave. Yeah. Okay, some of y'all got it. Good-o. Or, I have a young person in my car, and me and my girlfriend have a fight, and it gets bad, and we get mad at each other, and I turn up the radio just as loud as I can, because I don't want to hear her voice anymore. It happens. Not recently. Praise the Lord. But we all slip. We all trip and we all fall and we all make mistakes. It's how the Lord made us. If the Lord wanted to make us to where we would never trip, He would have given us eight legs. Eight legs, one to cover every little point of angles that we could trip at or fall at. And if one leg gave out, He'd put another one right down really fast. Sometimes I fall flat on my face and I've been walking for close to 25 years. I should have it down by now. But oh man, this nose is big because it's swollen. That's why. Another couple of scriptures I want to look at with the young people or with everybody. They're found in Matthew chapter 10 concerning integrity. Matthew chapter 10 verse 32 says, "If anyone acknowledges me publicly here on earth, if anyone stands around their flagpole when people are pointing and people are laughing or people kind of talking, going, what are those weirdos doing over there? What's going on? If you proclaim the name of Jesus publicly, so will He. He will openly, it says, I will openly acknowledge that person before my Father in heaven. So that when you're standing in front of the Lord, He's not going to go, I don't even know
if he was a Christian. I don't know.
Sometimes our take on it as young people and even maybe as adults, we'll run into a situation where someone's telling a dirty joke and it was funny, but people will look at you and say, I thought you were a Christian. You'd be like, yeah, you know, it's not Sunday, man. I can laugh. It was funny, right? And we make our little excuses for ourselves. And we just, what we're actually doing is putting stumbling blocks, not only in our lives, but in the lives of the people that are watching us. Because a lot of times they're watching us because they need something. A lot of students in your school are going to be watching you because they need. What does that person have that they are not ashamed to stand up outside at 7:30 in the morning around that flagpole and pray? What do they have? What is it? What is it that they don't mind getting laughed at about? What is it that John can come in and be covered in fiberglass and someone will laugh about it, you know, eating him up and itching, and he'll laugh right along with him? I know some people that have some very bad days if they have to fiberglass a house. Anybody ever fiberglass? It can itch. And with the new addition of extra skin, this thing burns, let me tell you. Thing is, okay, so I had to do it. Not a big deal. Maybe somebody will look at me and say, I wonder why he's having a good... Man, if I had to go fiberglass that house with them two goofballs, man, I don't think I could keep it together. And maybe they can't. Because I know what I've got to stand firm on. I know that I've got bad days coming and good days coming. It doesn't matter what kind of day I'm having or how bad I slip. What I land on is the foundation of Christ in my life. That integrity that it comes back to, that honesty. You were honest about being who you are this morning at the flagpole. And at the end of the service, what we're going to do is we're going to bring you up and we're going to pray for you that integrity and that charge that may have been lit this morning will stay with you through the school year and beyond. Because see you at the pole is great at 7:30 on Wednesday morning when everybody's talking about it, but 2 weeks from now, when one of your friends needs prayer and they come up to you and they say, look, I wasn't at the see you at the pole thing, but I saw you there and I'm going through something. If you say, man, there was this girl there that I really wanted to talk to, or the girls say, there was this cute guy with his guitar and he was leading the worship, and man, totally got his number. You young people don't even say totally anymore, so scratch that. But what they're going to do, what they're going to say, is, I thought I saw you proclaim something. I thought I saw you say something. And they're going to take the first chance, because a lot of people out there haven't been taught. They're going to take the first chance to point the finger and say, I thought you were a Christian. I thought you were standing out at the flagpole. I thought you said something that day, but I guess I must have heard you wrong. When our integrity is 100%, if that person comes up to us, even if we're having a bad day, we won't say, man, go on, I can't even talk to you right now. What we'll do is take a look at them in the love of Christ and say, you know what? You're right. And it may be a little embarrassing. And it may be a little awkward to pray in the cafeteria. But it's necessary. It's something that we need. There's a book that I'm reading right now by a man named Ron Luce, a man who is on fire for today's young people as a whole, the generation. The fire in me has been built and is starting with this group of young people that I didn't even know existed up until about 6-7 months ago. I just met them and I've fallen in love with them to the point that if they don't like me because I bring them a subject, that's fine. Don't like me. Just think about what I'm saying to you. And I'm not trying to sell me. I'm trying to say our young people are under attack. It's coming at them from all sides. There's a story in the paper about a 13-year-old girl getting pregnant. This was in 1997. I was a junior in high school, and oh my gosh, a 13-year-old girl. What happened? Now, they don't even make the paper anymore. There's so many of them. Something is happening to our youth. And I say our because I've fallen in love with each and every one of you parents. Your kids are like little brothers and little sisters to me. I'm serious. I didn't think that I could love kids that weren't mine because we had some at our church that were on the outer rim. But there's something happening that is getting into their minds and saying, you know what? That guy over there, he's got a problem with homosexuality. I'm not going to touch him. I'm not going to bother him. He's fine. Let him be. Let him do his thing. If he wants that, he can keep it. There's not an urgency to say, look, man, look, I can't change your mind with just saying one word, but I can say, God loves you. Because the world has made it okay to be everything else but Christian. And in today's world, I'll say from 5 years ago, it's a lot harder to be a Christian young person. 5 years ago, I was 20 and I thought I had it made. I grew up in the church. Since I was a baby, I was dedicated 7 days after I was born. But now, things are so much harder. It's hard for a young person to... It's hard for anybody. It's hard for anybody to maintain that integrity 100% of the time. God said, you can't do it. You can't be perfect. You don't have wings. You ain't got a halo. You can't do it. You can't be perfect. What God wants to do is take everybody in this room by the hand and say, look, you're going to have a bad day and you're going to have your slip-ups, but I am right here. And as Christians, sometimes we'll lose perspective of the fact that God is right here because we're Christians and we've been Christian and we had a bad day and it's okay because I've been a Christian for a long time, so I can slip up. I've earned the right. We haven't. It's going to happen, but it's not okay. There was a line that I heard in a song today about being a sport. It was a song that me and my little brother wrote called Don't Be a Spork. The lyrics go, don't be a spork. You're not a spoon, you're not a fork. What's your purpose? Spork. Yes, it's short. But when accompanied with music, it's beautiful. I was talking with one of my young people today, and she said something about a skirt. I said, what's a skirt? Skirt and shorts. What we, as believers, young, middle, and other, have to remember is that we can't be a spork. We can't be a skirt. We got to be hot or cold. Now, hopefully and prayerfully, you're going to be hot. But the Lord said, choose one, or I'm going to get rid of you. If you're cold, at least there's a chance that someone can say something to you, and bam, it'll light a fire in you, and it'll heat you up. The integrity comes in when we say, I'm going to be hot. I'm going to be hot even on days when it's freezing. I'm going to be hot. Even on days when I'm standing on a block of ice in a freezer, I'm going to be hot, no matter what. My integrity is going to be at 100%. Why? Not because I chose and I said, I'm super Christian. I can do it. I can do all things. Watch me. Like I said, take a walk over Lake Beulah. My luck. They haven't seen a gator out there in a while, but I would be the one to find it with my feet. We've got to choose one or the other. This morning, we chose that we were going to be hot and we were going to be firm, and we were going to go out there and we were going to stand and it was going to be beautiful. The thing is, today has come and gone. We're not promised tomorrow, but if tomorrow gets here, what are you going to do then? What are you going to do on Friday or Saturday? We know what you're going to do on Sunday. Well, I don't know what you're going to do on Monday or Tuesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Wednesday before church or Sunday after church. The thing about integrity is to be the exact same all the time. It's possible God wouldn't have put He wouldn't have put the opportunity on earth for integrity if it wasn't possible. We have to lean on Him. We have to realize sometimes that our wants and our needs, sometimes they're way off. And sometimes we think and we've thought about it and we've prayed about it and they're no matter what. And God's got something else. And it's hard for us to sit down and pardon the language, but to sit down and shut up and say, all right, God, all right. You know, I thought I was doing things right. I thought that I was walking in your will. But one day we'll get a wake up call. And that's what I don't want to happen to the young people. I don't want something to happen in your life that you have to question. Oh, man, God, are you standing beside me? I don't know, because it's been such a long time since I talked to you. It's been such a long time since I sat down and I said, Lord, I just, today's yours. Today's yours. I don't want today. I can't do anything with today but fail. It's yours. Do what you want through me, in me, with me. And that day, when you go to school, you may not have an opportunity to witness to the 20 new students, or you may not have an opportunity to witness to anybody, but just by going and remaining steadfast from morning to afternoon, even if Miss Random Teacher's name is coming down on you for no reason whatsoever, or if your boss, for those of us that have jobs, your boss is coming down on you for no reason whatsoever. That's not you, Andre. Or Nathan, sir. You know, so, in closing, no. The thing is, God has given us an opportunity. And tonight, what we're going to do is connect you firsthand. And we're going to say, look, Lord, we're coming to you tonight with this group of young people. And anyone else that feels like they need that prayer, that feels that they need to just, you know what, Lord, I'm off just a little bit. And you don't even have to come, and you don't have to tell me, and you don't have to tell your neighbor. Just say, God, look, you know what's going on in my life. You know how close I am to 100%. You know how close I am to my shields failing. I would like to get my shields back up. In the deep, dark middle of space, always there was a space station. Always. Never, never mattered where the Enterprise was. Which always kind of intrigued me, because the Enterprise was supposed to go where no man had ever gone before, but they always had a space station to end up at. We've got a space station with us at all times. Our shields will take a beating. Our hearts, our integrity, it'll take a beating. But the Lord is there to pick us up, knock the dirt off of our shoulders, my bald head, and say, you know what, son? That's okay that you fell down. Some people watched you fall down, and they watched in a graceful manner that you picked yourself back up in me. And you touched somebody's heart. You touched somebody's heart in the way that you sidestepped that stumbling block, because you had your hand in mine. People are always watching. Young people, tonight is a youth service, because you made a stand this morning. And you may come under attack for it right off the bat. Some of you may have been laughed at this morning. Some of you may not have. Some of you may have been congratulated by your other friends. The thing is, good days or bad days, friends or enemies, keep that integrity up and make sure that you are always walking in the way of the Lord, ready to publicly acknowledge, yes, as a matter of fact, I am a Christian. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do go to that church. And like I said, this can go for everybody. No matter what situation you're going through, we all go through situations. If anyone acknowledges me publicly here on earth, I will openly acknowledge that person before my Father in heaven. But if anyone denies me here on earth, I will deny that person before my Father in heaven. I don't want anybody young or old or middle or anything. I don't want anybody to be denied on the day that it counts. You might not think about it. You might think, man, nobody's watching. Doesn't matter. You might think, well, it's okay because he does it. If it's not right in your heart, it doesn't matter. God will squeeze your hand if he thinks you're getting into a red zone. It's up to us to go, ow, all right, thank you. I needed that. I was getting ready to stray a little bit. I hope you enjoyed the word tonight. I hope the Lord ministered to you. I don't want to ever be looked at as someone who did the ministering. I want the Lord to have done it. So I guess we call all the young people up.